Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And Mrs. Fabulous is enjoying her journey. Yes, I am. I am enjoying my journey of purpose on today. You know, God created us with purpose, and He wants us to know our purpose and then walk therein, stay in our lanes, and walk therein in His purpose, because He wants to bring us to destiny, in Him. So I am encouraged on this afternoon that I am in my lane, and I'm doing those things that God is giving me to do, because He's already let me know who I am. I'm a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is serve His souls. You say, how? Through the ministry of encouragement, and that's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging you, encouraging myself to stay lifted up. Thank you, Lord. Stay encouraged in the Lord, because one day it's going to all be over. Praise God. And He's going to ask us, what did we do? What did we do on His program? And I want Him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. You know, we hear enough here of the complaining, of the grumbling, and the talk about, and whoo! We hear enough of that. But I want to hear God say, well done. So I've got to get my work done. And this is a part of my work. And so that's what I am to do. I am to encourage others as I walk this walk of life. Well, on this afternoon, we have a beautiful, beautiful broadcast for you on today, and one that I hope that will definitely encourage you. We're coming from the 51st book of Psalms. Yes, we are. Praise God. But before we get into that, we just want to stop and have a word of prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is a conversation with God, because we always want to put Him first and let Him know that we appreciate Him and we want to involve Him in everything that we do. Gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank You. Thank You for this broadcast, God. Thank You for the desire to do the broadcast, God. Thank you for bringing it about, God. Hallelujah. In the ministry of encouragement, God. And we sure do give you glory and we give you praise for it on this afternoon, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would anoint, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But you say it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, God. That break yokes, Father. Break yokes on this afternoon as people are listening into your word, God. Whatever that mountain is, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let this word be a yoke destroyer, God. In the name of Ayanabosa, a yoke destroyer, God. In the name of Jesus, for whatever that mountain may be in their lives, God. And we thank you and we magnify you for it now, God. And we do know, God, that you say it in Mark 11 and 23, that we can speak to our mountains and they will be plucked up by the roots, whatever the mountain is, whatever it is, and cast into the sea. And then you said when we pray, pray believing that we receive what it is that we're asking, and we shall have it. And we just thank you for it today, God, for prayer, for it's always in order. We pray for the sick. We pray for your people that's in the nursing home. We pray for your leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the doers of your word, oh God. Not the hearers only, but the doers of your mighty word, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you and we magnify you for it today. Thank you for this opportunity, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to do on your program. And we thank you for it, for you have anointed us, God. Thank you to do just this. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. And amen and amen. And we praise God. We praise God for prayer. For prayer is always in order. Man should always pray and never faint. And we would like to invite you to our prayer line Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30. And you can call into it at 515-739-1237. And the code is 634-812. Call in and join us on the prayer line Monday through Friday. Thank you, Lord, and be with us in prayer, prayer conference line. All right, then. Today we are talking about the word restore. 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 Anybody can use some restoring. Oh, my God, to restore. Thank you, Lord. Daily restoration. Thank you, God, to restore, to make whole again. Praise God. Are you being made whole? Are you being restored daily? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Or do you do it on a once a year when we go to Waco? Or do you do it every 6 months? Or is it every month? But daily, daily, we want to be restored in the Lord. If it was something that we did or said or thought or acted that displeased God, we want him to restore us because we want him to be pleased with us. So today is Recover All Wednesday, and we're talking about restore. And we're coming from the 51st Psalm, and that 12th verse says, restore unto me the joy, woo, joy, thank you, the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. What does it mean to restore? Well, old man Webster says, restore means to give back. To return. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So what is David saying here? He said, restore unto me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That sounds like at one time, David lost his joy. The joy of having the salvation of the Lord, that he lost it. So here, he's asking God to restore. Oh, my God. I'm constantly asking God. I don't want him to be displeased with me. And you know when you need to be restored. But he says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Restore, to give back, to return, to put or bring back into existence or use. To bring back or to put back into a former or original state. Do you remember when you first received Christ? When you first received the salvation of the Lord? Do you remember that? Oh, take me back. We sing the song, take me back, dear Lord. When I first received you, restore is what we are talking about on this afternoon. It says, restore unto me thy, the joy of thy salvation. What is joy? Mr. Webster said joy is the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of processing what one desires, delight, the expression or exhilaration of such emotion, gaiety, a state of happiness, of felicity, bliss, a source, a cause of delight. Ooh, joy, joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Restore unto me. He made it personal. He made it personal. Restore unto me the joy, thank you, Lord, of thy salvation. And salvation, deliverance from the power and effects of sin. Deliver me. Deliverance. Deliverance from those things that I picked up along the way so that I can stay free in you. Deliver me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The agent or means that affects salvation. Christian Science, the realization of the supremacy of definite, of infinite mind over all, brings with it the destruction of the illusion of sin, sickness, and death. Liberation from ignorance. Perseverance from destruction or failure. Deliverance from the danger of difficulty. We want to remain in God's, in his way. The deliverance from the power and the effects of sin. Salvation. We receive it. We want to remain there. So we restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And that's where we want to remain. We want to stay restored. He says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. We want to be restored so that we can teach what it is that the Lord is saying, so that we can share with others what God has did for us. He restored me. He restored my soul. And our prayer today, thank you, Lord, for restoring the joy of my salvation, that I may share with others and they can taste and see for themselves how good you are. In Jesus' name we pray today, and we praise and we magnify God for restoration, for restoring us. We have a right to praise and magnify God for restoration on today. Praise God. Be restored, my sister. Be restored, my brother. praise the Lord, and have a fabulous, fabulous day. Bye-bye now.